So today is our Hidden Gems feature day here on MyFM, and right now I am here with Jen Veek, who is the president of the Strathroy Rotary Club. How are you today, Jen?
I'm doing really well, thanks.
Good. So what can you tell us a bit about the history of the Rotary Trail?
Sure thing. So it's a bit of a lengthy history, but I'll try to condense it the best I can. Back in 2001, the club wanted to come up with a way to honor some members that had passed, and they came up with the idea of the Rotary Trail. So they approached the town, and they approached the Trillium Foundation for a grant, and they were able to come up with, essentially it was phase one, and it went from the pumping station at Albert Street, where the old skate park is, right through Alexandra Park, across Victoria Street, to the St. Clair Conservation area, to where the trail starts there. And so that was phase one. And a couple of years later, they partnered with the town once again. The town's been a great supporter, and the Conservation Authority. And that became phase two in the north end of the town, just off De Ruyter Drive. We have our Strathroy Rotary Memorial Garden there that honors our members that have passed. And there's what we call the Loop. And in that, it's about a 2K, 3K loop in that area. And then phase three came in a few years after that, where we partnered again with the town, and we had a local landowner that let us kind of ease on to part of their property that takes you right out to Second Street. So we find that a lot of the students, the young people, use that as kind of a shortcut to the to their high school and back home again. So it's used all of the time. And so total, the amount takes about 2 hours to walk from Second Street right down to Albert Street. It connects to the Conservation Authority, their trails as well. So it takes about 2 hours to walk it all. It's about 7 kilometers in total.
Where exactly does, you know, like the trail go for people who don't know about it?
Well, we have a number of access points to it. So it will start at Second Street, kind of kitty corner from where the high school is. And you can go south, walk down there. It goes in behind, there's the subdivision by, I guess it's just off Head Street. And you can walk back in there. The Rotary Garden is just off of De Ruyter Drive. So if you follow that down, it's kind of just along the side of the town, but it's back behind the subdivisions, back along the Conservation Authority. And then as you get down to the Mill Pond, where the trail meets up with the conservation trails, you can go across Head Street, where the soccer fields are, across Alexandra Park, across Victoria Street to Albert Street. So it kind of crosses the town quite nicely. It'll take you downtown, it'll take you across town.
And can people, you know, walk the trails all year? Is it kind of an all-year thing?
Absolutely, yeah. It's all year round, you know, great way for the kids to take a shortcut to school. I think that, too, during the pandemic, there was a real uptick in the use of the trails, that people were looking for an outlet to get out of the house, and we saw a real uptick in the use of the trails, and now it's become part of their life, that they've found this hidden gem, and they're out using it, and it's a great thing to see.
Awesome. And is there anything else that you'd like to add about the trail?
We do have an opportunity to have some events with our public using the trail. We often, on Earth Day, will tie in a Rotary Trail cleanup on Earth Day. And then during the fall, we'll partner sometimes with the St. Clair Conservation Authority, where there's a team there that's very, very knowledgeable about the unique environment in our area. And so they will take tours, and they'll talk about the environment, the biology, the animals, the plant life that you'll see on the trails. So it's a very unique opportunity to really get to know our area. It's great for kids, it's great for families to get out, really appreciate what we have in our community. But I do want to highlight, too, our trivia night. It's November 11th. Doors open at 6:15. Trivia starts at 7 o'clock. Snacks are included, a cash bar. All the proceeds support our community projects for the Rotary Club. And to register your team, go to strathroyrotary.ca. And the other thing I want to mention is we do have a map of the trail system on our website, which is strathroyrotary.ca. So you can find all the information that you need on there.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming in and being a part of our Hidden Features Day.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.